This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's going to be a vote tomorrow in Indianapolis, Indiana, that may well change college athletics as we know them. The NCAA Division I Board of Directors is going to decide whether to give schools in the five richest athletic conferences, the Big Five, they're called, the SEC, the Big Ten, the ACC, the Big 12, and the Pac-12, whether to give them more independence and, more to our point, more power to let the actual athletes share in the spoils. That is, get the students more money. Mark Tracy covers college sports for the New York Times. He wrote the story in the paper today. Mark, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So if this vote does go the way that these bigger schools want, maybe it's just me, but it kind of seems like it's the rich getting richer.
It certainly is. And first, I should say that while we obviously don't know how exactly the vote will go, everyone I spoke to expects it to pass in one way or another. So, but the other part of the equation is important, too, which is that they're already the rich. Their facilities are wonderful. They have the programs. They have resources that do make their way, if not directly to the students, at least to the general student and athletic experience. And the new model is as much a recognition of that fact on the part of the NCAA.
It's codifying reality, then.
It's exactly what it is.
The president of the NCAA, Mark Emmert, has been in favor of some of these reforms along some of these lines. I'm guessing this all is happening with his blessing.
Yes, I think that's – I mean, they're not giving an explicit comment, but I think that is safe to say. He pushed for stipends 3 years ago. He's been the chief executive at two different Big Five universities, Washington and Louisiana State. Yeah. But he's even said things like he's concerned about conference realignment, which isn't on the table for this. In fact, conference realignment is part of the reason this happened. He's kind of faced with a choice, which is that you have these conferences. They have the valuable – television deals for football, not the NCAA. So they have a ton of money and a ton of power, and the commissioners, particularly the commissioners of the Big Ten and the SEC, they've been threatening to take their balls and go home, or rather, to a new place.
What happens, though, if this vote goes against the Big Five schools? Could they conceivably say, you know what, we are big enough and powerful enough, and we are going to do it on our own? Television networks will pay us bazillions of dollars to see our teams on television.
So they certainly have threatened as much. How feasible that is, I mean, I'm not sure anyone really knows, but it's the so-called Division Four, although really it's more like a Division Zero, since it would be above
it would
even
be
Division
above.
One.
Yeah,
it's
the best schools. They need to get their nomenclature right.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, look, these schools are excellent in many sports, and above all football, which is above all the money driver. They might be concerned that something's being lost. President Emmert argues that college sports' amateur aspect and ties to the colleges are part of what makes them so popular, and that if you did this, you know, maybe you would diminish that. So those would be some of the potential drawbacks.
Yeah. If I'm a smaller sport athlete at a non-Big Five school, how much am I worried about this? Am I going to worry about losing my funding? Am I going to worry about being shut down conceivably?
It's possible. I think certainly in some of the so-called non-revenue sports, which, you know, operate at a loss, you could be concerned about that, because if you're a non-Big Five school that nonetheless feels it needs to compete with the Big Five schools and offer more to students, say, in football, then you might need to cut costs elsewhere, whether that's about cutting costs generally because you don't have the budget, whether that's about, you know, following Title IX, the civil rights law that requires substantially proportionate funding between men's and women's sports. Those are a bunch of unknowns. Will that actually be something that happens? I don't know. It's certainly possible.
Yeah. Mark Tracy covers college sports for the New York Times. Mark, thanks very much.
Thank you.